Shailos l'chazar of the Shiuri Halacha. And then we have to figure out what time when you want to have the Bechina. On Thursday, maybe Sunday. Well, he votes for Sunday. Next Sunday? That could be good, huh? Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay. Ha'im shkiyas yad mikri arai o keva. So, right, the Gemara Brachas speaks about yayin lufnei hamazon, yayin toch hamazon, achar hamazon, in terms of a bracha. So the Gemara says, Amarava, ben beis amit beis, Amarava var, Khan am Rav Yochanan Lashon Olam Shabbos is Yom Tov V'Ol V'Odom Choveyasu Dosu V'Yay. Then on Shabbos, a person is Choveyasu Dosu, like we start the meal off with wine, like Kiddush. So you have in mind that you're going to have more wine. So then you don't have to make a bracha on the first course. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rava bar Mari Amar Rishu ben Levi L'shanah Olam Shabbos V'yom Tovim V'shasha Adam Yotzim V'yishach Merchatz V'shasha Hakosus Hadar, that the other times in the year that they would kaveh on Yayin is when they used to go out of the Beis HaMerchatz. So then they would drink some wine. Or when they would give blood. They would they would have some wine. Well, you get cranberry juice. So you see? It's to be wine. So you see there's a concept of being koveya on wine. So then, maybe therefore there should be a chiyuv sukkah when drinking wine. So the Rosh says shtiyas yayin arayu. The Rosh writes the drinking wine is considered aray. That's the Rosh. So then it can be outside the sukkah. The Sefer HaMichtam says so not that way. Shtiyas Mayim is Arai. But Yayin is Keva.
So we say that when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, that the Yayin is automatically Kovea since you make Kiddush, or not?
Well, we're here specifically want to know if you're chayev to drink wine in the Sukkah. So we saw the Rosh says it's Arai, the Michtam says it's Keva. And in the footnote of the Michtam, it says, Rabbeinu Yochid who made a Rishonim Psak Zeh. That seems the Michtam sheet is a Das Yochid. And then the Machzor Vitri, I didn't bracket it, but the Machzor Vitri on page 5 says, "When Kobeis does all Yayin, from the other Shesoshim Chanius Kol Hayom, Oser." So the footnote says when people get together to drink wine. That's how the footnote explains. So people get together to drink wine, then they're koveya. And that's what the Bach on page 7 says, that same idea. Bach says that the Rosh is talking about a singular person. In other words, we get together to drink wine. So that's Keva. And so that's what the box says. And the Meiri says that shtiyah bol shum achil afil pri or merkachas arayhu afil miyayin. So he's saying that yayin alone doesn't make it keva. And the levush, we also mentioned the levush. So the Rosh says it's aray, and the Michtam says it's keva, and the Bach is like a compromise. It depends if you're drinking alone or you're drinking with a chabura. So he says, "Hani mili shesosa shtiel tzomo, avam kovel shtoso harbei." The Stosa Harbe Vada Havakvias. So he says, if you're just drinking because you're thirsty, so that's Aroi. But you Kovel Stoso Harbe, what does that mean? In other words, you made up you're going to drink a lot of wine, not just because you're thirsty. You don't know what you're going to happen at 4 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to be thirsty. You know, you made up, we're going to make... I don't know, does the Levush necessarily say that you have a chabur of people, or even... In other words, he makes a distinction between, if I'm thirsty, I'll take some wine. In other words, wine was their staple drink. It's like, if you're thirsty, you drink water, so then they drink wine. So if you're just doing it to quench your thirst, then that's aray. But if you're doing it because you want a keva, so then you're not just doing it to quench your thirst, and then it would require sukkah. He doesn't necessarily say that you're getting together with other people, but, you know, but maybe, yeah.
There is a
when the Eerie says... that anytime you drink something alone, just drink, and you don't eat with it, that's called aray. So if you're just having soda, you're just having wine, you're just having oranges, that's aray, by definition, even if it's wine.
Which says, if it's to quench your thirst, it's aray.
Right.
And if it's so social get-together, it's
well, he I don't know, it's not 100% clear. So, in other words, if you're planning to have, you're making your schedule a day, from 2 to 3, I'm going to have wine. I'm going to have my wine, so then you have to do it in the sukkah. Because how do you know, you planned this last night, so how do you know that you're going to be thirsty at 2 to 3? So obviously it's not for thirst. It's for kvias. You want to have a kvias of wine. So that's...
Even if he's
have one, say, like, you have, like, a cup of wine, you know, bring a lot, but you plan to have it later.
Yeah, you just want to have a cup of wine, so that maybe could report. Well?
It's not like you're drinking a lot.
Well, what's his lesson? He says, you could be still so heavy. Harvey, I don't know. Harvey.
No one's drinking Harvey alone.
Yeah. Right, you usually don't drink Harvey alone.
If you're quenching your thirst, you don't care if other people are.
Yeah. I remember one time I was by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the minhag is, there's a fabregan during the week. It was at the end of the Shiva Yimei HaTashlumen of Shavuos. The last day of the 7 days after Shavuos, there's a fabregan. So the minhag was, you had those cups of wine, and then you held it up. Everyone was holding it up. I mean, and the Rebbe was nodding and nodding and nodding. When you think the Rebbe nodded at you, then you drank them. Yeah, what it is. Okay, now Shulchan Aruch, let's see how this is brought down, and especially the big question that comes up is the Ayin of Havdol. That's the big question. Because for Kiddush, of course you're going to be in the Sukkah, right? And we don't drink wine the rest of the week anyway. Maybe Simcha, some people do. Yeah. Well, wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much would you say?
They say a cup, 3-4 ounces a day.
Really? Yeah. Of wine?
Yeah.
I said,
not a lot of sugar, probably, but.
Okay. So, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So, the Ramah says, Yayin. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can have v'yayin outside the sukkah. So that's what the Mechaber says. So the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah on page 20. Rav Schwab said over once, he was sitting by the Chofetz Chaim, and in the middle of the meal, there's a woman at the meal, said, she starts quoting the Mishneh Berurah. That was his daughter, Chofetz Chaim's daughter. She said, Mishneh Berurah? And he said that, Rav Schwab. It was the Mishneh Berurah. So he says, so he quotes the Bach that, right, if it's a lot of people, then. But then he said that that's a kris. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, he talks about Sif Yud Gimel. He speaks about Havdala. What line is that? The Pastor of Kisnan, this is it. I'm not finding it. It says, Maim Yain Lechol, if you'll come alive. Matam Dachil's Peiros Safir. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Maim Yain Peiros, even if you eat a lot, it's Chutz L'Sukha. It's a Tachil
Sarai.
Page 22. Right, Shalom Shalom, right. It's in Havdalah, he says, Havdalah Mavdil B'Sukha, she can't call Hashanah Mavdil B'Vesa. So that's an interesting point. Since you normally do it in your house during the year, so you should do it in the sukkah. So is that a chiyuv or what is that? Yeah. Is it a special chashivas? So if you look on page 31, so the Mishnah Berurah says about Shoshes Yayin Kvias, right? We saw the Bach. So he says that in Cain, Yeshom is Abdal Mikri Kvias, Melum Kuyim Avdal Basukha. And then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. But the Shevet HaLevi, says, and maybe you should even make a leisher basukah. Of course, from Al Yashiv. And Rav Zephraim quotes that the Chazon Ish said you should make a leisher basukah. So some say the best, he says here, to say for Sukkot Chaim, that he should maybe eat a meal right afterwards so that it could go on the meal. But I heard from Rav Moshe Yosef Klopfish once that the shame of Henke, that he thought that Meikar didn't, you don't need Abdullah in the Sukkot. Because the Mishnah Berurah is not saying it alts the chashivas of the yayin. He's just saying, well, you normally make it in your house. Anything you do in your house, you should do in the sukkah. So it's true, the Maisa, we make Havdalah in a house. But, so it's the proper thing. But it's not like Bittel Mitzvah if you don't do it in your house. Because Mitzvah, the wine itself, Pashtus is that it's not enough wine to make the Hashivas. It's just a cup of wine. That's not a Kviyas of wine. You see, by Kiddush, some poskim say that you're going to have them Kiddush Mokum Suda. So then you have to, then that's a chashivas to the mazonos or whatever you have, that's considered like a Suda. But to me, it's a little bit difficult to say that you should make a Leisha of a Sukkah. I mean, if you hold like the Gaon, then you always can make a Leisha of a Sukkah. But if you don't hold like the Vilna Gaon, so then not. So this idea that he's quoting from different Rabbanim to make a Leisha of a Sukkah on Havdalah, right. And then he points out maybe that's only wine, but grape juice. If you're making it on grape juice, then he's close to Ramal Yashiv, then you don't have to. Sure, you can do it at home. The problem is, like, sometimes you have older people there, especially if like, we in the Lower East Side come home, we have to live on the seventh floor. And then, so to schlep everyone down for Havdalah is not so. You know, if you have your sukkah just in the backyard and it's nice weather, so why not go outside and make it in? But if it's a real. So if obviously for the Suda, you go inside into the sukkah. Outside into the sukkah for the Suda. For Kiddush, it's a part of the Suda. But for Havdalah, you know, it can be more coolers. Because to get Yain there is not midin a kvias. Rav Abadi says, you know, I think in the Sefer he says that, you know, if you want to use Yain for Kiddush Mokum Suda, so then you'd have to use Yain, not grape juice. Because the Gaonim said that Yain has a chashivas for Kiddush Mokum Suda. So if you're out of Kiddush and you don't want to eat the mazonos, so that you don't have mazonos, you can just drink wine. If you're the one making Kiddush, then you have to do two revises of wine, one for the Kiddush and one for the Suda. You have to have two cups of wine. But if someone else is making Kiddush and you're just drinking for having the Suda, then you'll have one cup of wine. But Rav Avi says, but he doesn't think grape juice is good enough. Because the same idea that he says here. What can I tell you? So it's a nice thing to make it in this sukkah. I just want to say, if you didn't make it, then it's okay. But certainly I wouldn't make a leash of a sukkah. Unless I'm going to be eating right away. Im mispalim the sukkah lo. What about davening in the sukkah? So chora, based on what we said till now, you shouldn't have to daven in the sukkah because davening, you don't daven at all. So the Mishmur says, wherever you feel better, you feel more kavana.
Well,
if you say you have a minion in your house. And then he says, if you have a shul in your neighborhood, to then go to shul. Because Shari Yimus Hashana Gam came in Yechad Yirasa. Rolach Lol, the basic Knesses. Okay. 22. And what does the Mishpat Zohar say? On page 18. So he says, oh, so he says, this is the important part, we said. In other words, when do we say Teishu Kedein Taduru? We got to be what? So he says, well, davening, you daven in shul. But he says, in the Kfarim, they used to daven in the houses. So should sukkah, should you daven the sukkah? So he says, no. Why? The Kfarim, they daven in the houses the whole year. He says, lab me the Talia Madirahu. Who are din b'havdola? It's not a din. Part of my dira is I go to sleep, I eat. That's part of my living. So everything I do during the year, in my living, in my house. So, but things that are not part of my the fact that I make havdalah at home, that's not part of my dira. It's just this. Understand? That's like. I do it because it's just convenient, you know. But that's not part of my dira, is my sleeping, my eating, my spending time. But the fact that I have to say this prayer, the only reason I say it here and not in shul is because my wife is at home. If my wife would come to shul and everyone would be there, we'd do it there. It's not a din and dira per se. So that's why the Prima Gadol thinks that the concept of making havdalah in the sukkah is not what we saw from the Mishnah Berurah. It's not tali b'dirahu who are din b'havdalah. But the Rebbe says we come welcome we shalom and yesh lavdu b'sukkah dafkin in the middle of v'vadei. So he says, but I like the original svar. I think that certain, in other words, not everything you do at home is a din of dira. I make phone calls at home, but I also make phone calls not at home. I mean, today we're in the cell phone generation. You know, the old days, I speak to Rabbi Sobolovsky about it. In the old days, there's another concept of losing a phone. You know, the phone was on the wall. You move the wall. You know, it's a whole different. Some people, like some young couples today, don't even have a landline. Right? They don't even have a landline. Yeah? Yeah. You know, my father tells me when he grew up, they didn't have even a landline in the home. You know, if anyone got a phone call, they would call in the local candy store. Please get Mr. Simon or whatever. And then the little kid would come over and you give him a little tip, and then you get your phone call in the candy store. So that's how it was. Forget the cell phones, not even landlines.
So us that don't have landlines, we're just going back to the old days.
Yeah, right, but they're not calling you in the candy store.
Well, good candy store.
Yeah. It's a different world. And my mother tells me she had one friend whose parents had a car. And that was a treat to go in their car and drive. One friend who had a car. It was a different world. A different world. Yeah, so I like this Taz, because I like this idea from Rav Henkin, and Rav Klefish and Rav Henkin, that said, I'm told you can do at home. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says to do it in shul, but I mean, the people got himself, you know, backs out a little, but, you know, but really, he says, but I like, I think that's a good Hagdara. It has to be immediately the Talia Badira. So making phone calls is not Talia Badira. Making Abdullah is not Talia Badira. It's not a Din and Dira. And where you make Abdullah is not a Koveya, where your Dira is. But where you, the Gemara has two things, sleeping, eating, those things are Dira Dika Halachas.
You argue that when you do it in your dira, everyone's a Shabbos for however long. Okay, you can do it at shul, but you see, it's that you're doing in your apartment, your house, every Mosh Shabbos.
So that makes it part of your dira.
Can it become dira?
I don't think so, because
it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not like what dira means. Dira, like the defining things of dira, whereas just because they do it in my house doesn't mean that's a dira thing. It just means that it's my dira is my sleeping, my eating, etc. Other things I do in the house, like you said, is as the test said, it's convenience more. But I don't eat in my house because of convenience. That's like the essence of my sleep, you know. It's not like really everyone would be sleeping someplace else. No, that's the deer. We do other things in the house that we just easily could do outside. But we do it now because that's where we are. But that's not the deer per se. That's what Rav Abadi holds, that the Gemara says, Mezuzah is called as Hadar, deer is only where you eat and sleep, you need a mezuzah. There's one yeshiva in Lakewood under Rav Abadi's Talmud that there's no YTT, is the language, there's no mezuzahs on the yeshiva. See, holds the yeshiva doesn't need mezuzahs, only the dormitory. That's what Rav Abadi knows. Save a lot of money that way. That's why he holds Meikar Adin, all office buildings don't really need, and all. I mean, the Minhag Olam is not that way. What?
Some people live in their office.
Right. I said, yeah, some people live in their office more than they live in their home.
Right.
Without a broker. Without a broker. I'm one of the people that's in charge. Yeah. Mr. Rebbe. Here I don't get so worked up, you know. Like if I get worked up, maybe we would have changed that mezuzah in the front of the Arabic Medrash, you know, which way should we really go? But it's not so clear that, you know, you need mezuzahs here anyway. So we do our best, but we don't get it all worked up. Yeah, I mean, today, any from Moshe is going to have a mezuzah on, you know, wedding halls, and we all have mezuzahs. I mean, because no one would go there if they didn't have mezuzahs.
Is this
with the
cases?
What? People would get, would be able to. Like Rabbi Willing once said a phrase, not in this context necessarily, but, you know, maybe a cool shame, let's see where you call them Lama Ba.
I would say, after Gomashay, let's see where you call them Lama Ba.
In the sanctuary. But the other rooms probably do. You know, Rabbi would hold none of the rooms really. Because, in other words, the Gemara says a sukkah, a basic census doesn't need it because there's no tashmish, there's no living. It's, you know.
In the other one, it's like a happy
living. Yeah, so Rabbi holds that none of these places are really dira. Yeah, like they used to have a shamus that slept in the. I grew up in the days when every shul had a rabbi, a chazan, and a shamus. That's what a shul was. And then a secretary. So then the whole concept of a shamus, like the shuls that you grew up in, they never had a shamus. It was usually a European person who was a big talmid chacham, but not going to be the rabbi of the shul because he didn't speak English so well, and he didn't give these fancy sermons, but sometimes he was even a bigger talmid chacham than the rabbi of the shul, and he would learn Mishnayos or Ein Yaakov with the Balabatim between Milcha and Marv, and he would get the Esrogim for everybody, and he would get the matzahs, and he would give out the Yortzeit cards, and that was and he was the, usually the Baal Kore also, and that was the, what the shuls all had.
They had
the assistant rabbi. Yes.
The
assistant
rabbi is not a big enough.
You know what they say. When Rav Moshe Feinstein came to America, all he expected to be was a shamus in a shul. You know, he knew he wasn't going to be the rabbi in the shul. He's not qualified.
He
wasn't qualified to be the rabbi. He would be the shamus. That's all he expected. And things turned out differently. But when I grew up, the shuls had shamus. Now the shtibos is a different thing. But I'm talking about the big shuls. All had it's a different world. Okay, and then so it's also the Bikur Yaakov. I mean, Bikur Yaakov says, "Meigel Cholchan Mitzukei Spalv Veso." See that's from my essay. Pashut who says after himself Yochel. See, it's minion b'bayis. He's Meigel Cholchan Spalv Mitzukei. Yeah. Okay. Then the Machzor Vitri. Vitri, page 5, in an hour, but the Master Vitri says, Shtias, when you converse with us all yayin, you'll be the other Shosim Chaduyas, Kol Hayom, Osir. So then you have to eat in the, drink in the sukkah. Take Yisrael of Prima Gorim. Oh, the Prima Gorim Yisrael we just said was about to, it has to be a Dira Dika Halacha. And then number 7 was Rav Yashiv, Shitas Rav Yashiv, that he said that you are Chayiv, but you just on wine, but not by grape juice. Okay, so that is Yes. Thank you. So then we started with the rugged chummer. Ooh, the rugged chummer. So he has a big yisod about sleeping in the sukkah. He says there's no key mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. It's just an issur to sleep outside the sukkah. But achila, shezeh osa es ha-sukkah l'sukkah, the main sukkah l'mekayim kol mitzvah, kach nokah b'dorm, anah l'ashen sukkah, shani osa. The kivasa v'osa es ha-sukkah. So he says it's only what? An Isser Asay. That's why you never make a bracha on Shena. Besukkah. Because there's no, it's not a positive, it's not a key mitzvah. Also, Lishan Chutz Besukkah. In contrast to eating. And there was a diet that someone made to bring a raya for the Rav Shava. Because in the Braisa, in the Sechemet, brings from the Sefer Devar El Yahu. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm reading the wrong piece. I think it's the Rav Shavu himself, because the Rav Shavu quotes the Braisa. It says, Ochlim, Shosim, yeah, what does it say?
It
doesn't say Shena. Kate said, you came along on the Sukkah. So, Ochlim, Shosim, Tal, Mesukkah. So, how come it doesn't say Ochlim, Shosim, Yoshe, Mesukkah? So he wants to say that because sleeping is not part of the key of HaSukkah. It's an issue to, I don't know, that's an interesting approach to Shena. The Shena, the Chi of Shena is different than the Chi of the Lubavitch Rebbe speaks about this in his Sikha about Lubavitch Rashita, about sleeping. He has Smicha for the Rebbe Shavu. I mean, he patterned his learning style with the Rebbe Shavu. The Rebbe Shavu had these categories, and Rav Kasher was a big Rogachev person. They had a Rogachev Institute here in YU before my time. Yeah, before that, soon as it was the Rogachev Institute, Yeshiva Shabbat Yitzchak Khanov. Before my time. Rav Kasher lived on the west side, like all the Gedolim did, right? All the Gedolim lived on the west side. Rav Aaron Cutler lived on the west side. Mendel Zaks lived on the west side. The Baba Vareba lived on the west side. It was happening. What? Okay, I said it in the west side always has all the colorful people in the west side. Okay, Tein Divrei HaSugya Erchen in Kohanim B'Sukkah. Here's the Kosher L'Sheinim B'Sukkah. So the Gemara says that Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim have to eat in the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, of course. Who else is going to eat in the Sukkah? So the Gemara says, no, because since it's a Teshuva Kaduru, they have to be with the wife, and Kohanim can't be with their wives because they have to do the Avodah, so they can't be with the wives, they'll become a Balkari. So Mamela, you might think they're potter from the sukkah, Kamash Malan, that they're chayef. So that's one of the reasons that's brought down why people don't sleep in the sukkah, because if they can't be with their wives, so then they can't be gain taduru, so then they might be potter from the whole the whole mitzvah. So the Mordechai says, you know, the reason we don't sleep in the sukkah, many of us, is because of the cold. But the other reason is the being with your wife. That's what the Mariel writes on page 8. So that's what the Mordechai says about the cold. Mariel says, Ikra ha-mitzvah lishon ishto imo besukah. The Ikra mitzvah is to have a place for you and your wife in the sukkah, to sleep. Chena mashahu noha kein bimei bachurusov. Right. That means his youth. In the colloquial Hebrew today, a person's not married, you call him a bochur. But that's not in the old Hebrew. Bochur just meant you were young. That's a question what you write in the Ksuba. Eksha ha bochur omar lahadim ksulta, or eksha ha chasen, whatever you write. So, either way is good. And Shalom HaKadosh, page 11, writes, he quotes from the Matan Moshe, and he quotes the reason why people can't be with their wives there, so that's why they... they don't have a private sukkah. But he says that nearly should leave out the mitzvah's pure verivia. You shouldn't be without the mitzvah's pure verivia. So therefore, if he can't be cohabit with his wife in the sukkah, so then he can go in his bedroom. And then once he's there, he does not mechuyev to leave. Just like when, you know, it's raining, so you came inside, you don't have to go back out, you know, for sleeping. Once you're nichtos beheter. So here he's nichtos beheter because he can't have relations with his wife in the sukkah. We'll see, we have a separate packet on that, about is there anything wrong with having relations in the sukkah if it's a private sukkah. That's a separate discussion, but assuming there's no problem with that. The only problem is that if there are other people around, obviously not, so... Well, yeah, so we'll see. I made a packet. We could get up to that packet. So it's what's considered not proper to do in a sukkah. What activities is not proper to do in a sukkah. So we're going to get up to that. Oh, I got it. Okay. So the Shalom says that you could be with your wife outside. Okay. And that's at the Levush. What does the Levush say? There's the Levush, what page? Here, here's the Levush. So he says, the main reason is it's cold. So you call the Shemos HaKana. Well, you mitzvah. I have no question. If I would sleep in the sukkah, I would get a cold. I get a cold when I sleep inside. I mean, especially if the window would be up, even open even a crack, I would get a cold.
And
yeah, then he said you would start also to bring out the quilt, to bring out all the. So first of all, it's cold. Ah, so bring out the quilts. But you would start to, you know, it's a tircha, it's a tsar. And the El Rabba says. Eretz Rusia regilas lios kor besukas and there the chol adam tzuda and potter kol shekein aniyim. Russia is cold. Tzuda and the Alter Rebbe also. The Alter Rebbe says that he quotes the thing about being with your wife, also therefore you're not mechuyev to be away from your wife. Even if your wife is a nida. But still, it's still simcha to be in the same room with her. It would be good if you could have a separate sukkah for you and your wife, but it's not always practical. But as we pointed out, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says nothing about this or makif thing and all this. That's why Rav Mazuz thinks really it was a later idea.
What is it?
The Chabad idea of not sleeping in a sukkah because of the Or HaMakif and the yeah, things like that, that he's a Mitzayah and a Shechina, but you don't see the Alter Rebbe. I mean, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik supposedly said once that in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you don't see any Kabbalah, any very, there's more Kabbalah, he said, in the Mogen Avraham than there is in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So, I don't know what to say, but okay. So if I don't know what to say, so we'll stop here, I guess. Okay, so we're almost finished. The next part is the, okay. So tomorrow we'll continue, and we'll have to figure out. We still have probably one shiur left to finish up the sukkah part. Then we have to do the. In the end of the yom, the pros. Yeah. So I think practically we should either do it on Thursday or Sunday. Depending upon when that figure is, if it's in the morning or not.